From Tibbetts on June 11th, 2012, this is Tibbetts Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tibbetts staff. Cloudpull 2.1. When we wrote about the Google Data Backup application Cloudpull 2.0, the most obvious problem was its performance when bringing in large quantities of email from Gmail. John Brayton of Golden Hill Software took note and improved the performance significantly in Cloudpull 2.0.2 by addressing inefficiencies in how Cloudpull interacted with Gmail via IMAP. But that has remained his focus for the just-released Cloudpull 2.1, where he has enabled Cloudpull to use four simultaneous connections for far faster performance yet. That, in turn, tends to set off Gmail's throttling for clients that use excessive bandwidth. So Cloudpull 2.1 also restricts itself to 5,000 messages per backup cycle to avoid being throttled. As a result, initial backups can still take a while, but subsequent backups can be over 10 times faster than 2.0.2. Equally important from the perceptual standpoint, Cloudpull 2.1 now has an activity window that tells you what the app is doing and provides progress bars. Other changes include a Check for Updates menu item, improved usability in the Google Accounts preference pane, a text label switch from Google Docs to Google Drive, pagination of lists with over 1,000 items, and retry and backup logic to make individual backup cycles more resilient to connectivity problems and errors from Google. Cloudpull 2.1 requires macOS 10.7 Lion. Version 1.5.7 remains available for those running 10.6 Snow Leopard. Script Debugger 5.0. Late Night Software has updated Script Debugger to version 5.0, a major new release for the AppleScript authoring environment. Script Debugger introduces more than 30 new features, including templates that can help you create new script documents more quickly, a tabbed interface for viewing multiple scripts in a single window, and a new bundle editor that enables you to open resource files or drag new resources directly into a bundle. The new release also unifies several floating inspector panels and the results drawer into a three-tabbed pane available at the right side of each document. Other enhancements include improved spotlight indexing, a redesigned find and replace panel that won't obscure portions of your script when in use, and a results bar that enables you to view the result of a script when you don't need the full power of the app's explorers and variables browsers. Script Debugger 5.0 is now focused solely on AppleScript code building, and it requires macOS 10.6 Snow Leopard or later. You can upgrade to Script Debugger 5.0 for $99 from version 4.5 or $129 from version 4.0. If you purchase Script Debugger 4.5 after April 25th, 2012, you are eligible for a free upgrade to version 5.0. Coda 2.0.1. Panic has released Coda 2.0.1, a fix-fest of a follow-up to its major upgrade of the website development tool. Amongst the bevy of fixes, the update improves reliability of Air Preview and iCloud syncing, the latter available only in the version purchased from the Mac App Store, disables a mysterious iCloud panel in OS X 10.8 Mountain Lion, catches external CSS changes more reliably in Web Preview, and improves code validation when code is collapsed. Additionally, the release improves overall stability under 10.6 Snow Leopard, adds Japanese localization, opens files in the active tabs slash split via keyboard shortcut, that's option return, and improves auto-completion for HTML, CSS, JavaScript, and PHP. For a complete rundown of fixes, be sure to peruse the release notes. PDFPen and PDFPen Pro 5.8.3. Smile has updated both PDFPen and PDFPen Pro to version 5.8.3, a maintenance release focused on improving stability. The update fixes a couple of issues that caused the apps to crash, one when opening documents under certain situations, and another when canceling creation of a PDF from an HTML document, the latter only affecting PDFPen Pro. It also keeps the apps from hanging on when expanding the sidebar to cover the entire page area, and a problem that affected saving PDFs under certain circumstances. The quick 5.8.3 update fixes the Check for Update mechanism that was broken accidentally in 5.8.2 and squashes a bug that could cause PDFPen to crash on saving when highlighting was applied. Firefox 13.0. If you're a Firefox user who has decried the lack of a feature akin to Safari's top sites or Chrome's most visited pages, you're in luck with the release of Firefox 13. Think of it as version 4.9 in the real world. The update can now present you with a display of thumbnails and recently viewed and frequently visited web pages, which can be pinned to a specific location within the display order, dragged to a different tile, or removed. You can also choose not to display the tab thumbnails by clicking the grid icon in the top right corner. Additionally, the Firefox default start page has been updated with a row of icons at the bottom that provide easier access to such browser features as bookmarks, browsing, and sync histories, and downloads, as well as the capability to restore the tabs in your previous browsing session. Both of these features seem to be buggy, at least with some of us seeing only blank thumbnails and no bottom icons. In addition to these user interface changes, Firefox 13 also adds several performance enhancements. When restoring a previous browsing session, tabs are loaded on demand instead of all at once, which should help reduce memory usage. The release also supports the Spidey Network Protocol, Google's alternative to the traditional HTTP protocol, which will be used by default by those sites that utilize it, such as Google's search engine and Twitter. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, Noteboom Productions, Global Delight, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.